We talked about this story earlier this week, but I just wanted to put a little point on it. I'm reading from the Tribune. It says Homer Township Supervisor Steve Balich, or Balich, B-A-L-I-C-H, reiterated his support Monday for flying the U.S. flag upside down at the township offices in the aftermath of former President Trump's guilty verdict. "I have no regrets about the flag, and I did not break any laws," he said in the first public meeting since he ordered the U.S. flag flown upside down May 31st to signal that the nation was in distress. "I just wanted to make a point and have a lot of people talking about it, and a lot of people have been talking about it," he said. Half of the 16 public speakers at the Homer Township meeting Monday agreed with him and voiced their support for his freedom of expression. Fewer than half of the speakers Monday said that his actions were not appropriate for a leader who is supposed to represent the whole community. About 45 people attended the board meeting, which was filled with cheers and boos as various people stood to speak. Resident Jessica Barnes said nearly 950 people signed an online petition asking him to step down. Homer Glen trustee Dan Fialco said that the turning the flag upside down for the day was important to those residents who felt similarly. "It takes a leader to do things out of the ordinary," Fialco said. "For the people you represented, you should not step down. You should step up. You did the right thing for the people of this community." But evidently not everybody agrees, because then there was this story this week. A suburban House Democrat has filed two bills to prohibit elected officials from displaying the American flag upside down on government property. Representative Harry Benton said that there is no excuse for disrespect of the nation's flag. And he joins us now on WGN Radio. Harry, thanks for picking up the phone. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing? And thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I guess you saw the story like we did, too. And this was your proposal, huh?
It was. Yeah. We go back pretty far, my family in Will County. I'm fourth generation. And not only is Steve Balich a township supervisor, but he's also a Will County board member. So holding dual office and, you know, flying a flag that my family has fought for over the course of the years, my grandfather being a POW in a German war camp for 100 days. I have Purple Heart to my family from Vietnam, a long background of veteran service. My grandmother retired from Heinz VA. My mother retired from the VA. You know, it means a lot to me, and I hate when people desecrate it, especially in their elected office on government property.
Well, would there ever be an instance where flying the flag upside down would be appropriate? I don't know what that would be. Maybe we're at war. We go to half mass if we mourn somebody. Is there ever a cause, though, for which the township or a government agency would okay flying the flag upside down?
Sometimes it happens in different countries in distress. Say you're at an embassy and the embassy gets taken over, then you can fly it in distress. There are personal reasons where people feel like they're in distress, but it's a different situation when you're an elected official on government property.
Right.
That is sending a different signal. And there's been a lot of... Go ahead.
Well, you wouldn't deny somebody the right to do that on their own property, right? If it's a private message, I can do that, correct?
Yeah, I can disagree with that all I want, but that's your fundamental right on your private property in your private capacity.
But under the auspices of a village or a township, I'm rather surprised that he had the authority to do that. Was he in a special position? I don't know who's in charge of the flag in front of the government offices there, but it's surprising to me that he was able to order that.
Well, he does run the township as a township supervisor, so he had the authority to make that decision. Unfortunately, he made a political decision for one political party, and as far as I'm concerned, the American flag represents everyone, not just one political party.
Well, what do you say about the fact that it represented his view and it also represented the views of some of the people in the township?
That's fine. I mean, hey, if he thinks that's representing it, it should not be a play with our nation's flag, because our nation's flag doesn't see political views. That flag means a lot to both Democrats and Republicans, and it doesn't matter about Donald Trump being convicted of 34 felonies and you think it's okay to fly our flag upside down. As far as I'm concerned, that doesn't represent everybody in this country, and that's what that flag's supposed to represent.
Yeah, I suppose there could be different ways for him to express his dismay about that. For instance, there are other flags that have been associated with January 6th. I wonder if one of those went up, that would signal at least his or the quote-unquote township's view. But it sounds like your problem is more with the American flag per se and the flying of it upside down.
Correct. And even one that's associated with January 6th, when you take office, policy and politics are two totally different things. You should not be making political statements while you're in elected office. You're supposed to be representing everybody of your elected body. So you should not be making political statement on taxpayer property, on taxpayer dime.
So then what do you make of statements like that by Mr. Danfialco in support of him? It takes a leader to do things out of the ordinary. For the people you represent, you shouldn't step down. You should step up. You did the right thing for the people of this community. And that wasn't just Mr. Bailich, but this was another board member.
That is actually a partisan board. It's not a nonpartisan board. So this is Republicans protecting Republicans. The only ones that have come out against this, and I've been harassed on social media. I've had hateful calls to my state office, to my district office. I've had elected Republicans get into disagreements with me, even at charitable events over these bills. It's, again, the flag is not Democrat or Republican. It's for Americans, and we are supposed to treat it with respect. Mm-hmm. I don't get how we have a so-called party of freedoms and patriotism that all of a sudden I file a bill to hold everybody accountable, Democrats and Republicans, any elected official that violates that. And the only ones that are coming and attacking me are Republicans. I've had Democrats say, thank you for filing this bill. And I've had Republicans quietly tell me behind the scenes, thank you for filing this bill.
Yeah, you are a Democrat. So would it be not just the American flag as a means of protest, but if there was another means of protest, and let's just take flags out of it. Maybe it's a statement or a proclamation or a plaque. I don't know how you would express your views, but if, say, you were upset about something, maybe Donald Trump's conviction, and you felt that that was wrong or that the election was stolen, it sounds like you also don't want these elected officials to speak out about that at all. Is that true?
No, they have free speech. They should just not be doing it on government property, on government time. Everybody has the right to free speech. I believe in that. There are elected officials that have burned flags, not on government property, on their own time at protests. I can totally disagree with them, but that's their constitutional right as a private citizen at that moment. I don't agree with it one bit. People can make statements all they want. As a township supervisor, he ended up doing a proclamation or a resolution as a pro-life sanctuary when the township has nothing to do with pro-life or pro-choice. There's been a lot of political statements made out of that office, and he's doing it with taxpayer money. We, as elected officials, are supposed to go in and represent the whole, not just Democrat or Republican. I came out of local office, and I truly believe that once you're elected, you represent everyone, and you should do it in a nonpartisan fashion. I'm a Democrat, but I represent more than just Democrats in my district.
Okay, so Representative, just two more questions for you, and then I'll let you go. The fine would be $25,000 or up to $25,000. It says here the current financial penalty for desecrating an American flag is $1 to $15. So it's a token penalty now. You would hit them with a $25,000 fine. That's a personal fine going to the person. Is that correct?
Correct.
And what are the chances that this bill will pass?
It's penalty enhancements are very difficult, but we've, in the past, in the state of Illinois, we've done enhancements for ethics violations and ethics rules. We've done a very good job in Illinois to make sure that we are strengthening our ethics on a week-to-week, a month-to-month, and a year-to-year basis. So there, it's going to be a tough bill to get passed. But if we look at this from a government official ethics perspective, this is something that should be done. We should hold people accountable, and our American flag, we can disagree with a lot about a lot of stuff in this state, in this county, across the nation.
Democrats
this
control
is one thing that we should all get on board with.
Democrats control the legislature in Springfield, and we have a Democrat governor. You don't have enough votes for this, you don't think?
Well, penalty enhancements are difficult in the state of Illinois.
Okay. It would seem to me, though, specifically for this one, I guess they're still a little squeamish about that sort of thing. Huh? They don't like laying penalties on one another down in Springfield?
We actually don't mind strengthening ethics. As long as this is considered an ethics bill and not just a straight penalty enhancement, I think there's a lot of people that are on board with this. And I think I will get some bipartisan support. There are just extremists that don't want to see things, don't want to see the needle move, let's put it that way, or want to see the needle move in a different direction, whether far left or far right.
Harry Benton is a state lawmaker from Plainfield, and he wants to slap a penalty on the lawmakers who, the representatives at a local level, who fly the flag upside down, as happened at Homer Township last month. Okay, nice to talk to you today. Stay in touch on this. We'll be interested to see how this goes, Harry. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having me.